Long Road von Jake Isaac. Und kann zu ihm sagen, Joan S. Policewoman hatten mit auf Tour genommen, Elton John hatten angebettelt, bring deine Musik auf meinem Label raus. Also man könnte vermuten, das alles ist unter anderem auch der Knuffigkeit von Jake Isaac geschuldet, aber das wäre gemein, ne? Denn selbst wenn er ein Besen wäre, würde er ausverkaufte Konzerte spielen. Heute passiert das mal wieder in Berlin im Privatclub und bevor Jake da den Sound checkt, hat er sich zu uns verirrt. Jake, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I always have the impression, Jake, that singer-songwriters have it the best. They don't need to reinvent themselves completely all the time.
He said that.
Everybody wants them to be who they are anyway, very authentic. They have these cozy festivals. Is that only my impression?
Nah, dude, that's a good impression, bro. Don't change it.
Why?
I don't know, like... No, we
tell me how hard it is.
Yeah, dude, the struggle is real, man. Yeah. No, okay, you know what it is? There's so many good singer-songwriters, amazing singer-songwriters. And so we've got to work extra hard at what we do in order to stick out a bit, you know? You got to write as strong songs as you can and play your socks off when you play, you know?
Yes.
But at the same time, it's good having such strong songwriters around you because it strengthens you and it stretches you, you know?
But Jake, you do have cozy festivals. I know that for a fact. The small ones, they're very intimate and they're like always in the country. Everybody sits there like on the floor and it's not like that anymore.
No, yeah, okay, it is.
Yay! I found out something.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Okay, yeah, there are some good times too. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Definitely. But one thing that I hope is true, a singer-songwriter knows how to tell stories, sure. Often about their own experiences. What makes you want to share these things?
Do you know what it is? I found that I can't, it's hard, especially as a guy, like sometimes it's hard to say certain things.
It's like easy, what?
It's, I don't know, like emotional things.
I'm sad.
Like, and it's easier to, sing them than to say them.
Okay.
And it's easier to tell certain stories than it is to talk about them. So in a way, even though you're sharing with the people that you're listening to, it's actually, it can be quite therapeutic in a weird way. And I find that the more honest I am with what I'm saying, the more releasing it feels, which is really cool. So I'm, yeah.
And the more people can connect it probably with it.
Hopefully, that's the idea, yeah. And identify with what I'm sharing, you know.
Since nobody can really pick or choose their audience, do you talk to your fans or do you rather not know who that is? I don't want to know why they like me.
Oh, come on. No,
I don't know.
No, do you know what? I definitely take my time. I try and talk to them. I try and respond to messages online and simply because I still get blown away at the fact that people would buy my music and and come out to gigs and sell out gigs. And I never want to stop doing that. I think it's important to honor the people who have bought into what you're doing and appreciate them.
Okay.
I think I'm not no pop star or something like that and who's
not
disappointed.
Yet, Jake.
Oh, come on. Don't put the pressure on me like that. I see peeps as my friends. It's like,
right.
Oh man, let's enjoy some music together, you know?
Ja, jetzt haben wir die ganze Zeit hier auf Englisch gequatscht. Kann man ja mal sagen, ich hatte ja den Eindruck, ich habe Jake mit ein paar Klischees eigentlich der Singer-Songwriter so konfrontiert, dass die sich ja nie verändern müssen, dass die bloß authentisch sein müssen und dass die so gemütliche Festivals haben. Das stimmt alles nicht, sagt er, obwohl er sich dann auf das Letzte ein bisschen geeinigt hat, damit ich nicht alles falsch habe. Und er sagt, er schreibt so persönliche Songs, wo er von seinen eigenen Erfahrungen erzählt, auch um sich so ein bisschen selbst zu therapieren, weil die Sachen, über die er singt, sind vielleicht Sachen, die er nicht unbedingt jemandem erzählen würde. Und ihn interessiert das durchaus, was die Fans darüber denken. Also er hält den Kontakt und hat da keine Angst davor, wer ihn da überhaupt mag. We've been talking to some musicians about politics a lot in the last weeks because it's so current. And while Fran Healy from Travis, for example, said he wishes that bands would just shut the fuck up about it, Ben Harper went on to say any song is political when we talked to him. What do you think? I mean, your music is political sometimes.
Do you know, I think music should be a thing that brings people together.
Yeah.
And if it's over love, then it's over love. If it's over death, if it's over war, and if it highlights these issues which are real and present, and it brings people together and it causes people to be able to identify and gives people a voice, I think that's great. And I think some of the greatest musicians of our time, you know, like Bruce Springsteen and Bob Marley, and there are many other musicians who have written songs which change the social climate. And I think that's a good thing. Mm. I think that's a really good thing. And I think it's important to continue that legacy. I think it's important not to give too much of your opinion in that.
Yeah.
I think it's better to write a song which opens up people to have their own opinion and be clear about where they stand. I think that's really important.
Is it in that sense? Is it harder to write a political song because you always have to, you know, you don't want to be banal, you don't want to be, sure, you know, sure. old, you know.
I think it is, but I think when you write something like that out of a real authentic feeling, if it's a sense of injustice, if you write actually something about this is wrong and I can't put my finger on it, I think as long as you're honest with where you're at, rather than telling people what to do in it, I think people will get it, you know.
Yeah. Also Jake schreibt auch gerne mal ein politisches Lied, aber er will niemanden so die Meinung aufdrücken oder dazu direkt sein und so weiter. Also er lässt sich dabei dann inspirieren auch von politischen Geschichten, aber versucht natürlich dann nicht zu doll auf die Tube zu drücken. It seems like in a lot of countries the population is torn in two. If you see the presidential election in the States, for example, the opinions about refugees here in Germany, people seem to pick sides at the moment. What's the climate in the UK like?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. We're on a bit of a shaky term at the moment. I mean, just we're talking about the politicians talking about leaving the EU, and there's some hard conversations going on at political and social level. And then obviously watching what's going on in America, just politically, it has knock-on effects as well, you know. And the refugee thing is an ongoing thing. And I think just where the world's at seems pretty volatile. It seems pretty shaky. And back home, so there are some that want to just bury their head in the sand and be like, cool, well, as long as I'm okay, then we're all okay.
Yeah.
And then there are others who are trying to step out and go, well, what can we do about this?
Yeah.
I think, again, it's not about picking sides. Rather, it's going, okay, is what I'm doing contributing positively or negatively?
Yeah.
Or is what I'm doing contributing at all? And I think back home, there will come a point where people will have to contribute and they'll have to make that decision. And until that point, we as artists and as radio presenters, we can only give people the push and say, hey, listen, be aware of it. There's no harm in being aware of this. Just don't stick your head in the sand, you know. Yeah.
Jake sagt, in Großbritannien ist es ein bisschen ähnlich. Also auch da teilt sich das Land so ein bisschen in zwei Lager, egal um welches Thema das geht. Also es gibt kaum noch irgendwelche Abstufungen von Meinungen und sonst was. Und es ist einfach nur wichtig, dass sich Leute einen Kopf machen, sagt er. Also dass sie irgendwann aufhören, nur noch so schwarz und weiß zu denken und dann irgendwie sich eine Seite halt einfach nur zu nehmen, sondern dass sie da hinkommen, sich wirklich ordentlich eine Meinung auch mal zu bilden und lernen, die zu äußern. Let's stop to talk about politicians. Let's have you play a song.
That's so good, man.
Do you have a headache?
Do you know what? Honestly,
Jake trägt Sonnenbrille drinnen, Sonnenbrille und Mütze. You're wearing a hat inside and sunglasses inside.
You know what it is? I am knackered. This is like, so tonight is the last day of tour, and I woke up this morning and I felt like, blah.
Just for 1 second, show me your eyes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you look all right. That's fine. Put him back on. Okay, yeah. We're going to hear a song. I'm a man. All right?
Dankeschön.
All right.
I couldn't find no one to replace you, 'cause you knew me too well. Now I'm breaking all the rules, no pretending. No, I can't help myself. We've been here once before, but I swear I love you more. These words I pray will change your heart. Ooh. I know I mess up time and time again. But darling, I'm not perfect, I'm mad. You changed my world that day when I met you. Never knew I'd be lost, but I would sink or swim just to save you, or build a bridge across. Men ain't supposed to cry, but these tears have all run dry. I've had enough, I'm being real. We've been here once before, but I swear I love you more. These words I pray will change your heart. Ooh. pass of time and time again. But darling, I'm not perfect, I'm a man. I know I mess up time and time again. But darling, I'm not perfect, I'm just a man.
That has never happened before. It's like when you put like seeds in a little box and then the birds are coming when you sing. It's like everybody stopped working. Alle haben hier in der Redaktion aufgehört zu arbeiten, stehen jetzt hier vorm Fenster und haben applaudiert, weil Jake Isaac diesen wunderschönen Song I'm a Man geschrieben hat. Ich habe öfter schon gehört, irgendwie, dass Leute manchmal ein bisschen davon verwirrt sind, wie ruhig der auf der Bühne ist und sich fragen, so ist er das wirklich? People seem to be impressed of by how calm and relaxed you are on stage.
Oh.
Are you really or are you secretly shitting your pants?
The latter. Yeah, I am. No, do you know, like maybe like 10 minutes before, I'm like really nervous. I might need to go to the toilet.
Uh-huh.
And then I try and come out on stage and treat it like a living room.
Yeah. All right. That's the trick.
Yeah.
Always go to the toilet before. Has anything bad ever happened or how did you come up with that?
Practice makes perfect, concept. Dude.
Okay. Also sein Trick ist, er geht vorher nochmal auf Klo, bevor er auf die Bühne geht und dann ist er viel ruhiger und er meinte, da hat er aus Erfahrung gelernt, da gehen wir jetzt nicht näher drauf ein. You're a singer-songwriter with many influences and different sure. Characteristics to each song. Some songs are rocky, some are very intimate and you're not afraid of a remix as well, no?
Absolutely.
Is there any music that you actually cannot enjoy that really is just like, oh...
I can't enjoy.
That you cannot enjoy.
Wow, that's a tricky one. I really do struggle with, I don't know. I don't think there's any music that I cannot enjoy. If it's done well,
mm-hmm.
I like any type of music. I like thrash metal if it's played well.
So what's your favorite death metal band?
Oh, crumbs. Dude, you're killing me, man.
Sorry, that was unfair. That was super unfair. Ich habe ihn gefragt, ob er irgendeine Musik gar nicht mag, aber da meinte er, er mag alle Musik, aber er hat trotzdem keine Lieblings-Death-Metal-Band. Aha. So. You always say you want to keep evolving, also music-wise, sure. even if you don't have to completely reinvent yourself, to reinvent yourself Madonna-style all the time. Is there anything you're trying out at the moment that you haven't quite mastered yet?
Yeah, so at the moment, I've kind of gone from the past 2 years. I started off my career as just being on guitar.
Yes,
And then I kind of brought in a drummer and a bass player, and we're building it slightly. But I feel like I want to start pushing the boundaries on how much I play keys and whatnot in my set. So I need to practice.
That's you take lessons.
Oh, dude, my dad forced me to take organ lessons when I was 7 years old, dude. That's the closest I've come.
All right.
So I need to kind of get practicing again. And that's my personal kind of push. That's the thing I'm kind of pushing for.
Did you set yourself like a limit? I want to master this until the end of the year?
Sheesh. Nah, that's too much pressure. It's too much pressure.
You're not really into pressure, huh?
Nah, dude. That's too short.
Jake steht überhaupt nicht auf Druck. Also das, was er auf jeden Fall gerade lernt, ist so Keyboards. Also alles so mit Tasteninstrumente halt irgendwie zu lernen. Weil er hat als Kind mal Orgel gelernt, aber da scheint wohl nicht viel von übrig zu sein und da lässt sich aber jetzt ganz, ganz viel Zeit, weil mit Druck funktioniert das nicht so gut wie ohne. Tonight you play at Privatclub. What's it gonna be like? The whole band, very intimate?
Yeah, no.
Who's gonna be with you on stage?
This is my first time touring Europe with my band, with my trio.
All on your own?
Before it was all on my own, now I've got my friends with me. So tonight, it's been a party every night so far. Like it's been sweaty parties and some like sold out venues and it's been amazing. So tonight might be a bit of a party and we'll have some chilled stuff as well.
Okay, also es wird nicht der super intime, so nur eine Gitarre und ein Mann-Gig heute Abend im Privatclub, sondern die Band ist mit dabei. Sie sind zu vier, zu fünft und es wird eine Party eher, als dass es so ein trauriges Rumgesitze wird. Thanks for stopping by, Jake.
Man, thanks for having
me. Enjoy yourself tonight and don't be a stranger.
Oh gosh, danke schön.
Und wir verlosen für euch noch Gästelistenplätze für den Jake heute Abend im Privatclub. Jake Isaac spielt dort heute. Wenn ihr auf die Gästeliste rauf wollt, dann ruft uns an 030 2000 9000. 030 2000 9000.